Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Want to find out more? Send an email over to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales.
It's Rod Stewart bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Elise Benin. Marketing-Mentor.com is her website. I encourage you to check it out. You can find all of her books there, and also subscribe to your newsletter and a bunch of other stuff, right?
My quick tips from Marketing Mentor.
They're good stuff, folks, so check that out, Marketing-Mentor.com. All right, we're talking about pricing your products as a personal services provider, a consultant, a designer, writer, et cetera. How do you price it? How do you deliver that? How do you negotiate for it? That's the last thing we were talking about, is how you negotiate for it. What's left?
Well, actually, the original idea was about blurting prices out, so maybe we can come back to that.
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems to me that under pressure, on a phone call, for example, the prospect wants to know immediately how much is this going to cost. And my point to my clients is always gather the information you need, then ask for time to think about it, and don't blurt prices out. Because when you blurt prices out, they're either way too low or way too high, and it's difficult to go from there into a reasonable negotiation without having thought it through or even gotten feedback from someone else.
Gotten enough information, right.
Yeah.
See, this is called conceptual selling. When I was a pup, I was taught conceptual selling. And conceptual selling is the best tool to use. It's the best discipline to use, system to use, when you want to hold off on giving a price out. Hold that to the end as much as possible. And so when conceptual selling, you're continuing to ask questions and explain to the customer that what I'm trying to do is get to what you want out of this. And when they start asking for a price, you say, well, I don't know how to price this yet because I don't know exactly what you want me to do. I need to have a little more information. Can you help me with that?
And also, by doing that, you demonstrate your expertise and what you know and your value, especially, I think, if you can come up with questions that show them how much they don't know.
Also, you'll also be looking, in my opinion, when I had my consulting business, I was looking to see whether this person was actually capable of working with a consultant. Some people aren't. Some people have a hard time paying for personal services. Did you know that?
Yeah, for sure.
They do, don't they? Because they can't seem to hold it. If they can't hold it in their hand, if it doesn't weigh anything, some people have a hard time paying for that. And you know
right.
what? When I meet that person, I charge them more. I do. Because you're going to have to collect it.
Yeah, and it's probably going to take more time and effort to help them.
I price them higher than people who get me.
Well, and that actually points to another idea, which is that you don't have to charge everyone the same thing. And once you're comfortable and confident with your pricing and the pricing conversation, you can adjust your prices according to what you think this person would be willing to pay or what it's worth to you or, you know, whatever other factors come into play.
Right. Yeah, I wound up with a kind of a structured pricing that helped me. I had a price that I charged new people, and I had a price that I charged existing customers. And whenever I raised my price, I went up on everybody, but my existing customers always knew that they were paying less than the new people, and they liked that. They liked that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic, right? How to raise prices on existing customers.
But really it's also appropriate now because when you start raising prices, you also have to raise them on the new people.
Well, I usually advise people to raise them on the new people first and test right. it out on them.
Right. But you're raising your prices is a product of how busy you are, right?
It could be, but it also could be what kind of quality clients you want.
Well, that's true, too. Some people, if you don't charge them enough, they'll think you're not. It's not worth it, will they? They'll think they'll.
Exactly.
Some people are price snobs. They're price snobs.
Well, and that's pricing as a marketing.
I like them. I like price snobs.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, the important point to remember is that your price is a symbol of your value.
That's exactly right. And if you don't believe that, if you don't have the courage to believe that, then you're not going to get it, do you? Will you?
Right.
At least I need the website one more time.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.